Welcome, everyone. It's a Friday, and it's the good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, reminding you if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out 50 things to do in Cherry County. You can find out all about it at visitvalentine.com. Merritt Reservoir, the scenic Niobrara River, the river race is coming up June 1st, matter of fact. How about home of the Nebraska Star Party and Quiet Trails International, the first designation in the Northern Hemisphere? It's right here in Cherry County. Visit Valentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Every edition of the Tri-State Livestock News, a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from our first publication to our recent issue. It's continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com.
Do you know what Sunday is?
Mother's Day.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking about that, too. But it's also Mother's Day horse racing at the world-famous Mile
true.
City Bucking Horse Sale.
Very true.
They're going to start Mother's Day. Now, they're not racing mothers. They're racing horses. It's horse racing. Okay. Starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time in Mile City, Montana. Free admission to all moms. Live Churchill Downs simulcast. And then, of course, coming up the 17th through the 19th, it is the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. One of a kind. And don't miss the Josh Turner concert the evening of May 16th. How do you find out more? Buckinghorsesale.com. That's how. What do you have for us today?
Actually, I've got a piece by S. Omar Barker, and it's called Ranch Mother.
Oh, okay. That'll be fitting.
That's what I thought. She knows the keen of lonely winds, the sound of hooves at night, the creak of unwarmed saddles in the chill of before daylight, the champ of eager bridle bits, the clink of spurs, the clump of boots, lone silence too, for cowboy sons are hers. She knew the dust of cattle trails while yet she was a bride, the tangy smell of branding iron upon a doggy's hide, the yelp of coyotes on the hill, the night hawk's lonely croon, the bawl of milling cattle, thus her cow camp honeymoon. Her hands are hard from laboring, her face is brown from sun, but oh, her eyes are deep with dreams of days and duties done. The hand of hardship forged her love that first far rangeland spring. Now he is gone, its memory lives, a gentle, deathless thing. Her days knew little neighboring, less now perhaps than then. Alone with years she gleans content. Her sons are horseback men. S. Omar Barker.
Thank you very much, Kim. That was lovely to head into Mother's Day. How about something called John and the Birch Tree by John Fisker Larson? A small stream meanders through the canyon a few miles above Rough Lock Falls. It's difficult to access. High bushes, other brush, and undergrowth tangle the banks. On summer afternoons, my family would pack a picnic and head up there. Grandpa and I would use either cane poles or long fly rods to reach over the brush, drop a grasshopper on the water, then walk along the bank a ways, letting the bait drift until a hungry brook trout snatched it up. Good times. On the way back, we'd stop at the falls for a bit, then head home. One summer afternoon, when I was 9 or 10, Grandma, Mom, and my brother Dave went to see the falls, but Grandpa took me off to the grove of trees. Grandpa took me to a birch tree and explained that the black marks were scars, places where the bark had been bruised or cut. Then he took out his pocket knife and gently, barely cut the bark and putting my initials on it. When he finished, you couldn't see that the bark had been touched, but he assured me that it would scar over in a year or two, and my initials would stand out blackly against the white bark, and said that over the years I could see that and think of him long after he was gone. I've revisited that tree 3 times, once in high school, and yes, my initials stood out plainly. I told Grandpa about that. He seemed pleased that I remembered. I went back in 1985, shortly after his funeral. I cried. And I went back yesterday, 28 years after the last visit. It's a lot harder to make out now. The tree is larger, the initials have faded and stretched, and missing bark has taken the bottom hook off the J. But it's still there. And yes, I thought of Grandpa. So that's not exactly a Mother's Day thing heading into Mother's Day weekend, but we hope you'll treat your mom right. I know you will. And Kim, thanks for being a mom as well. And if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. to the good stuff.